You've heard me talk about Bill as the loyalty program that lets you earn points on rent wherever you live. And they just leveled up even more. As of 2026, homeowners can also earn up to 1.25x points on their mortgage payments. This is thanks to Bilt's three new credit cards, the Palladium card, Obsidian card, and Blue card. All three turn your housing payments, rent or mortgage, into flexible rewards, so you can choose the card that fits your lifestyle without missing out on points and exclusive benefits. Bilt points can be redeemed at top airlines and hotels, Amazon.com purchases, future rent payments, and even more. Bilt points have also been ranked by top publications as the industry's most valuable points currency. Your housing payment is already your biggest expense. Make it your most rewarding. Find the card that fits your lifestyle and apply today at joinbilt.com/journey. That is joinbilt.com/journey. Make sure to use our URL so they know that we sent you. Terms and limitations apply. Subject to approval and eligibility, Bilt cards are issued by Column NA, member FDIC, pursuant to license for MasterCard International Incorporated.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of the Quick Hits. There are a decent amount of updates this week, and unfortunately, the majority of them are in the form of devaluations. So really not the good kind of news. So for years, one of the best sweet spots in all of points and miles was using 10,000 Turkish Airlines miles to fly United to Hawaii each way from anywhere in the U.S. East Coast, Midwest, West Coast. It really didn't matter. 20,000 miles round trip to paradise. Well, that deal is gone. They quietly updated their Star Alliance award chart this week, and those same flights now cost 25,000 miles each way, which essentially is a 150% increase with no warning at all given. And domestic United awards also jumped from 10,000 to 15,000 miles each way. Yeah, and even Polaris to Hawaii went from 15,000 to 40,000 miles, which, I mean, that was hard to find anyway. But this is the second devaluation in under 2 years. Those flights were just 7,500 miles early last year, and it's a larger wave of pointsflation, if you want to call it that, as programs like British Airways and Virgin Atlantic have also hiked their Hawaii awards rates. So essentially, that deal is gone. The other one is that Capital One devalued its transfer rate to Emirates Skywards from 1:1 to 1:0.75, basically meaning if you transfer 1,000 miles from Capital One to Emirates starting January 13th of next year, you're only going to get 750 Emirates Skywards miles instead of 1,000. And we're seeing this across the board. I feel like, especially since this has been done with Amex and then Chase just dropped them all together, that Emirates is probably the one pushing this more so as opposed to the credit card companies. But again, another devaluation because Capital One was kind of the last big place or one of the few big places left that you could actually transfer points to Emirates to still get decent Emirates value out of. And the other one is that American Express is telling card members that starting March 1st, membership rewards will no longer transfer to Cathay Pacific Asia miles at a 1:1 ratio. Instead, it's going to go 5:4, which means 1,000 membership rewards is going to equal 800 Cathay Pacific Asia miles. So again, a lot of devaluation that have come here in the last few weeks of the year. So not super exciting at all. One of the good news or opportunities that I should say is in the world of good news, and I meant to mention this last week on the Quick Hits, but honestly, just with the list of things to go through and what was on the plate, forgot to mention this. So wanted to actually get this one out as well. We dropped this the moment I basically got notified. I dropped this in our WhatsApp community chat to let everybody know. But again, I forgot to throw it into the Quick Hits. But Mesa just launched its first ever hotel transfer partner, and that's Omni Hotels and Resorts. It's a much smaller brand with about 50 properties across the US, Mexico, and Canada. Very nice hotels. And actually, interestingly enough, I didn't realize their footprint was so small of only 50 properties, because I've actually been to two of them. There's a really nice, if you live in Virginia, there's a really nice Omni Hotel in downtown Richmond, and another a really nice one in Charlottesville in the mall area. So didn't realize that that covered just two of about 50 properties that they have, but both of those are really nice hotels. So one of the things that Mesa didn't highlight, though, is that if you transfer 30,000 Mesa points to Omni for a free night, anytime in the first 3 months of the partnership, you'll automatically get Omni Champion status through the end of 2026. So Champion is Omni's second highest tier, and it comes with some real benefits. So one category room upgrade, early check-in at 1 p.m., late check-out at 3 p.m., local welcome amenity, free daily beverage, and complimentary pressing and shoe shine. So one note there, if you do transfer now though, your Omni account will show an expiration of December 2025, but Mesa did confirm that all qualifying transfers will be updated to December 2026 in January. Now again, Omni doesn't have a huge footprint, but if you're already planning to use Mesa points for a stay or to utilize this first hotel transfer partner of theirs, this is a fantastic bonus, and a free night plus elite status for all of 2026 could be a really good idea. I'm going to keep this one pretty brief. I'm recording this early in the week because this is our last week that we have here until honeymoon starts. So officially, honeymoon starts Monday following this release of the Quick Hits. And so make sure to follow us on Instagram, our stories, all the different things. For the duration of the honeymoon, I will still be dropping the Quick Hits every Friday. They are going to be very brief and only really cover the biggest news and points and miles, because I'm not going to be monitoring all of my inboxes and all the blogs and all the things while I'm gone, because to be fair, it is my honeymoon. But we'll also throw out there some of the really cool things that we've done, exciting things from the trip that we're excited to highlight in our full recap episode. So there's still going to be exciting things to listen out for and look out for in our Quick Hit episodes. So with that, we'll wrap this one up. Hope everyone has had a fantastic week, has a fantastic weekend. We will catch you on the next episode. And again, thank you for all of your listeners that are here every single week, week in, week out, for all of our episodes. Really appreciate the support that you guys have. Thank you for being a part of our community, whether it's WhatsApp, whether it's subscribing to our newsletter, listening to the podcast. Always want to express gratitude for you guys every single week. So thanks again, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Travel has changed a lot since my father wrote Europe on $5 a day, but our mission hasn't. I'm Pauline Frommer of the Frommer Travel Guides, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, I share practical advice, meaningful stories, and conversations with some of the most trusted names in the industry. If you're looking for ways to travel smarter and bring the world closer, I've got you covered. New episodes weekly at voyescape.com.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.